Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Appreciate you hanging out. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, alongside myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Brewers are just crossing the T's and dotting the I's of a 5-0 win down at Wrigley right now. Bottom of the eighth inning, Junior Guerra just gives up a little walk to Anthony Rizzo. Don't matter. Game's over. You guys were giving me a hard time during the break. Stevie and Tim Allen's waiting in here for the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show. A couple of days ago, Wednesday, when it was post-game meets the Big Show, I said this thing was over. It was 7-1. I'm like, this thing's done. What are we all worried about? And things got a little dicey. I ended up winning a 7-3 game. And I'm
bases
saying this thing
loaded.
Is over.
The tying run was at the plate, and they had a hater pitch. You know,
formalities. And this is all but just done. I mean, like, the last four outs could just basically be simmed. Like, if I was playing the show, I would just put the controller down. It was over. This game's done.
Okay.
It's 5-0. Baez is going to swing and miss a couple of times, hopefully. And then we'll talk about a 5-0 win on the Bayview Shane Line postgame
Adam
show
McKelvey,
after this one.
5:35.
Adam with a really good piece earlier today talking about Travis Shaw, where Craig Counsell is going to sit him down
the whole series.
Whole series. He did this with Jesus Aguilar a couple of weeks ago, Sparky, and then Jesus has the big three homers in 2 days against the Rockies. You're obviously hoping for the same thing from Travis Shaw, but it's just so mental right now that it's just tough for me to see him getting it done with a couple of days off. Like, it feels like you have to continually play out of a slump like that.
Not necessarily. It could be something you find watching tape, something that's different.
Sure.
Something that you were doing 2 years ago that you aren't doing right now after last year. It could be anything that you see, just a slight adjustment in the batter's box, where you stand. It could be a slight change in where you put your front foot. It could be where you hold the bat, where your load position is. So many things with a baseball swing that can be changed. Just the slightest thing, and all of a sudden now it clicks. And so I think they can get it fixed. You're going to find out how good Andy Haynes is.
I was just going to say, this could be Andy Haynes' crowning achievement at this point.
Because look, Braun was in a slump. He figured it out. Yep. He busted out of that. Aguilar was in a slump. He's getting better, slowly but surely, trying to get himself out of that. If you can get Travis Shaw going now all of a sudden this lineup might actually start clicking on all gears 1 through 8.
Sparky, what are your playoff expectations for the Milwaukee Bucks right now? Obviously, they're halfway home when you talk about the 16 wins that you have to get to win an NBA championship. When we started the season, you were 50 wins and win one series in the playoffs. Well, times change, my friend. I need to know what your expectation is now that we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals with these Milwaukee Bucks.
Win the whole damn thing.
And you're getting a ring.
That's well,
Somebody's getting you a ring.
I'm not getting no damn
I'm
ring.
I'm pretty guaranteed somebody's going to get you a
not
ring.
Not happening. But yeah, win the whole thing. That's what I want. Now it's you're the best team remaining. It's clear. You're the best team. And now you're expected to win it. So go do it.
414-799-1250. What are your Bucks expectations now? It'll be either Toronto or Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference Finals. It'll start at Fiserv Forum. The entire schedule has been laid out. Just the opponent has not been laid out. Wednesday night, it'll start at Fiserv Forum for Bucks and either Raptors or 76ers. I'm pretty steadfast with you that you at this point, the expectation should be to win the whole thing, but there's still just that obvious big elephant in the room of a team that's won three of the last four sitting over there on the other side in Golden State that I don't know if I can make that the expectation to knock off a historically great dynasty at the end of their run.
When is it at?
Close to the end of their run.
The what?
The end of their run.
The end. Yeah. Okay.
So you're saying somebody's got to come out and pin the old champ.
The champ's done right now. I mean, this is it for the champ. Wow. Durant's leaving. He's gone. Klay Thompson could be a Clipper. This is it.
So you're saying this is it. This is the buildup to WrestleMania where the man been the champ for the last 4 years is going to drop the belt.
Here we go. Now we got to use WrestleMania and wrestling
comparisons. Well, because they've been on top, and so it's been just known that it will be, for the last 4 years, it was going to be Cleveland and Golden State. It was going to be Cleveland and Golden State. And then you open up the season this year with no LeBron in the East, seemingly wide open. Seemingly, there's five or six teams, and right now the Bucks have blown past them all year long, but they're still the champ.
You want a wrestling analogy.
Still the
you
champ
want some
right
type
there.
Of wrestling analogy.
I would love one.
I'll give you one. Their contract's up after WrestleMania, and this is a retirement match, and the young kid's going to win and take it on for the next 10 years. See you, Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
See you, Ric Flair. See you, Taker. You're done. Contract's not being renewed right off in the sunset. We'll retire you on TV. You'll put up a good fight.
Yep.
But you're done.
And then you're going to leave your gear in the ring.
And this guy over here, the new face of the WWE, whoever that may be, because they don't have one right now.
It'll be Roman Reigns because they love him.
He sucks.
Seriously.
But if it's John Cena or whoever it is at that point, I don't remember who took over. Was it Stone Cold, I guess? You know, if that's who they are, then that's who it's going to be going for the next 5 to 10 years, or at least that's your hope as an NBA, that you can get another team that can be that team to beat, because that's what you want. And we were just talking about it yesterday with Gary Wolf about how the ratings are down for the playoffs by almost 10%. That has to be the LeBron James factor. There is no LeBron
majorly
to root against, and there's no LeBron great team to root against. And everybody wants to watch LeBron's team against Golden State and see who wins. And now LeBron's at home watching with everybody else, hating the fact that he's not playing still, because this is the first time he hasn't been playing, what, rookie year maybe? I mean, I couldn't even tell you the last time he's been sitting at home.
In the finals for 8 straight years.
Almost a decade. So the fact that he's sitting at home along with everybody else, there needs to be a new champ, and that one's coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
414-799-1250, what are your Bucks expectations now? We go to Oak Creek. Raphael's on the fan.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on?
Good, nothing much. Just calling. My expectations at this point in the season is that they win everything. I mean, they've gotten this far, haven't been this far in 18 years, and they are the best team in the NBA record-wise. I get the whole Golden State being a great team, but, I mean, the Bucks are actually, like, they're a really, really good team this year, so I think that they should win it all.
Appreciate the call. A lot of times, Sparky, the team with the best bench is able to prevail when you continually add series on to the end of an 82-game regular season. And you can say they have the best team right now. They clearly have the best bench left right now.
Yeah.
And that's evident when I watched that Golden State team. That was part of the reason why they were able to supplement and having the super team of the three superstars. The bench looks old. Andre Iguodala is 35 years old, and they're trying to have him play 35
Sean
minutes.
Sean
Livingston hasn't scored 10 points since January.
Right.
And he's playing 30-some minutes a game.
And you can say that all you want. But I'm telling you, when Durant went out of that last game, that looked like old Golden State. Because Draymond Green came out playing well from the start of that game. But then all of a sudden, Steph, who couldn't do anything in that basketball game, all of a sudden, Durant's out. Oh, this is what it was before, Kevin.
Sweet. Let's have some fun.
We got this. Let's go, boys.
I was a unanimous MVP.
Steph starts in shots. Klay starts in shots. And away they go, and they beat the Rockets. I'm telling you, that Golden State team is going to be tough with or without Durant at the end of the day. But I just, like I said before, I just think there's a new champ in town. I just do.
Well, I know that there's a new champ in town when you're talking about imports in the city of Milwaukee, because Milwaukee's favorite smooth-drinking imported beer is Bofording beer, guys, a premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients. That's why it's the best. It's made of only 100% natural barley hops and the freshest spring water used in the production. How fresh? The spring water is, the spring is literally built underneath the brewery in Luxembourg. They get the water straight up into Bofording's brew house. They've been doing that since 1764, and ever since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup, guys, from the crisp pilsner, that's the flagship beer. That's the one you can find in cans for your tailgate. The smooth triple ale, 8% ABV by volume. It's the weekend, so you might as well grab a six-pack of triples and just knock that back and enjoy the night. The delicious fruit ale, the balanced brune, they're all designed to give you the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. Guys, a little secret about Bofording beer, unlike those other imports you're drinking, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. Bofording isn't a sellout. They don't make their beers in big, mass quantities. No, you don't need a piece of fruit to make it taste good and say that, well, no, it just pairs really well. No, you have to put it in there because that beer is not as good as Bofording beer because Bofording beer is made in small batches with a personal family touch. Go try out a six-pack today and let Bofording Bill know what I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks. Go get it at Total Wine & More, Sendix, Festival Foods, Autos. Grab a draft if you want to test one out on Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, or the Nomad over on Brady if you're out on the golf course. You can find Bofording on the beverage carts at Wanakee Golf Course and more downs in Waukesha. And as always, tweet your Bofording at Bofording Bill, at Bill Schmidt Radio. Let me know where you're having a Bofording. And if it's a playoff Bofording down at the Tavern at Turner Hall coming up this week, let me know, because I'm definitely going to come and have a Bofording on you. It's Bofording, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. What are your Bucks expectations now? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can dial us up at 414-799-1250. Join the conversation there or live at 1057FMTheFan.com, at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter and Facebook. We're still on Facebook. A lot of people are saying Facebook's dead. Not for 1057FMTheFan. You know what is dead? The Chicago Cubs' chances of winning this baseball game down at Wrigley. It's now 6-0 Brewers after Yasmani Grandal gets, I don't know if they'll call that an RBI off of Webster's glove.
I don't think you could have expected him to catch that.
6-0 Crew. They're going to be in first place when you wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Say it with me.
That can't be an error.
No, that's got to be a base.
It's a line drive up the middle. He got a glove on and it ricocheted behind the pitcher's mound. That can't be an error.
Yasmani Grandal slowly swinging the bat a little bit better. That's two hits now today. Ryan Braun with a long ball today off of Jose Quintana. It was a really tight game. Pitcher's duel all the way through until this thing got into the bullpens. Brewers put up 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. They still have bases juiced with 2 outs and Zeus at the plate. Told everybody it was going to be okay. It was going to be okay. Just don't look now. But they're going to wake up tomorrow in first place and with a 7-game winning streak. Tim Allen's going to join us. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show follows this one right here on The Fan. Sparky, when you look at this team right now in the Milwaukee Bucks with Malcolm Brogdon back, the expectation beginning of the year, you had 50 wins. I thought similar. I thought it could be right around there.
55.
Oh, you had 55 wins at the beginning of the year. I thought right around 50. Could be floating within the 4 to 5, maybe even the 6 range, depending on however the Eastern Conference was. I was out in Las Vegas in February for the Super Bowl weekend and week coming up. I had the money in my hand. I was just talking to Tim Allen about it right now. I had the money in my hand, $100 bill in my hand, the ticket written out to place an 11-1 wager on the Milwaukee Bucks to win the NBA championship, and I
blew it.
I babied out. I was 1 year away.
That's why you're baby Tosh.
1 year away. So in that sense, the Bucks are going to win the NBA championship. That's my new expectation because they know that I didn't put money down on them.
Clearly, you were the motivation. They found out that you did it.
Right.
And you were the rallying point for the season. Thank you.
So in that sense, really, you can all thank me for the Bucks being this good and being the best team in the league and who Sparky's now expectations are for to win the NBA championship.
Yeah. At this point, they're the best team left. I'm not sure that's even debatable at this point. I guess you could put Golden State into that conversation, but I definitely don't think it's debatable with Toronto and Philadelphia. So I'll have to wait and see what happens.
They have the best team, and do they have the best player? They have the MVP at this point.
Yeah.
But all around, they have the best player in the league. They have a guy that we both are thinking
MVP
should be Giannis. Also the defensive player of the year as well.
Agree there too. They just walked Aguilar to score another run. Brewers now up 7-0. Bases still loaded. And I think they're telling Webster, just throw the thing down the middle and let somebody hit it. Like, what are we doing? It's 7-0.
There's like 27 people still at
Wrigley. Just let them hit the stupid ball and hopefully somebody catches it. Just throw it. Just be done. The game's over.
This is amazing.
That's the conversation right now.
Nobody's there. Everybody left. 2 runs in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, and you're still threatening. Brewers are up 7-0 with Moose at the dish down at Wrigley. When this game starts out on Wednesday night, Bucks and either Raptors, Bucks and Sixers, whichever it is, Is there an opportunity? Is there a point in the series, Sparky, where you will possibly change this expectation? What would it take for you to change the expectation that the Bucks should win the NBA championship at this point?
Injury.
Because a lot of people change their expectations and what they thought was going to happen in the Boston series after game one.
Yeah, nobody's going to do that again. Injuries. That would be the only thing that would change expectation. You know, if you lost a couple of players for the rest of the series or for the rest of the postseason, then I think expectations would change if you're not healthy. But providing everybody's healthy, I think that's the expectation. Even if you lose game one to Philly or Toronto, I still think that's the expectation, regardless of what happens.
There's only an injury to Giannis.
No, I didn't even say Giannis. You said Giannis. I said just a couple of injuries.
Okay.
To just a couple of players and really hurt your depth. You know, if a couple of starters get hurt and now all of a sudden they can't play for the rest of the series, and now all of a sudden just pick a couple of guys that have to get in there and play, and all of a sudden Connaughton's got to start. And now all of a sudden Tony Snell's got to play 20, 25 minutes off the bench and stuff like that. Then, okay, then we could start talking about, all right, well, we're not clearly as deep as we were anymore. Maybe
sure.
We should, you know, maybe second guess what that original one was. But if they're healthy, yeah, they should win it.
There's no doubt in the mind of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, but is there in yours? 414-799-1250. What are your expectations for the Bucks at this point now? I'm right there with you in the sense they have to get to the NBA Finals at this point. You have home court advantage. You covered at a 62% clip. You've blown teams out all year. 7 of your 8 playoff wins are by double digits. There's really no reason to believe that they won't advance. And there's, Sparky, you said if it's Philly in 5, there's no reason to think that they're going to have 4 home games in this Eastern Conference Finals.
No, they're not going to. No.
There's no chance.
3 at most. No.
I just love your optimism, man. Listening to you after I would be coming out of the Bradley Center after like throwing out towels and wiping up sweat, I didn't expect that we would get here in 2019.
Or that I would still have a job here in 2019.
Well, or
that
I would be sitting here next to you talking to you
about it
on the radio.
How crazy is that, huh?
Yeah, that's also probably the crazier part.
Yep, that's pretty cool stuff. But I mean, it is what it is. You have to accept how good this basketball team is. And I was one of those people after game one against Boston that said, hey, they better make adjustments. And they did. And part of it was Eric Bledsoe telling Budenholzer, look, we got to switch on defense. Like, we've got to switch more than we are. Let us just do it. Trust us. We can do this. Budenholzer, I guess, and said, okay, fine. Let's see what you can do. And that it really helped to change everything. Letting Milton kind of get out on the fast break, let Giannis run on the wing a little bit more. That helped change things. They did subtle things that really helped turn that series around. And that was one of the knocks on Budenholzer prior to game 2 of that Celtics series from what he did in Atlanta that he wouldn't change. And he did this series. He deserves credit for it. The Bucks deserve credit for it. And that's why I say, even if they lose game 1 of this series, I'm not changing my expectation level at this point.
What are your expectations now for the Milwaukee Bucks? Let's go out to Franklin and say hello to Louie. Louie, you're on the fan, man.
Afternoon, boys. Good job, as always.
Appreciate it.
I love Sparky. I know he's been doing this a long time. I've been listening to the station since it came on the air.
Thank you.
I had him kind of like Sparky, 50 wins, first-round playoff series. And so for me, everything's gravy. But I think if they're going to do it, it's got to be this year. Everything seems to be lining up. You know, if KD plays, he's not going to be 100%. Golden State is still very, very good. I know they're right now they're struggling, but they're struggling with a really, really good team in Houston with one of the best scorers the league's ever seen. And they're even giving him a dogfight without Chris Paul seemingly aging right in front of us. But
yep.
The real reason why I think they need to do it this year is you just don't know what not only this team but most teams are going to look like next year with potential mobility. I mean, it's possible that a team with a lot of cap space could sign KD, Kyrie, and a team like Brooklyn has the assets that could go trade for Anthony Davis, too. And then that changes things. Somebody could offer Middleton max money, and we maybe don't want to do that.
I don't think it. No, look, I'm telling you right now, they're going to match. They're going to give him whatever it takes to keep him now. He may get max money from Milwaukee now.
But what about, you know, like Brogdon? I mean, we know how good he is, and I think everybody around the league knows how good he is. What if somebody offers him $20 million? Are we going to match that? Or if somebody offers $15 million?
Well, what it is all about is luxury tax money and all of that. And we had Steve Novak on earlier, and he pretty much said he expects them to go in the luxury tax now because of where they are. And I agree with him. I think coming into this, if they would have lost to Boston in that second round, I think then it's, okay, let's have some conversations of how far we would want to go. I've always thought that number for Brogdon was around 15, 16 million. That number gets to be 20 million or so. If they truly are about trying to put together, as Billy said, a dynasty or a run or something like that, maybe they have to suck it up and pay him. But on the other end, you can look at it and go, well, you pretty much got through Boston without Brogdon. I mean, you didn't need Brogdon in that series like you thought you did. Now, can you get through Toronto and Philly without Brogdon? Don't have to worry about that because you have Brogdon. Or Golden State in the finals. Don't know that either. But I just find it hard to believe that if you spend all that money on Middleton, then you would then let Brogdon go and try and have to fill that hole with DiVincenzo, I'm guessing would be the guy that would have to try and step up into that role, or Connaughton or somebody like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Sparky. I think they'll definitely try to keep Middleton. He was an all-star. He's definitely an option. If you look at it, when the game slows down in a half-court game and it's not up and go, he's their go-to guy. He's a guy that can get his own shot. Now, he's streaky, that's for sure. But, I mean, I just want to remind everybody of one thing. The last time Golden State lost in the finals, when they didn't have KD, they were up 3-1. They got a player suspended. LeBron had an average of like a 35-point triple-double, and Kyrie had 27-8 that series. So they're going to be tough to beat. If they went to the finals and lost to Golden State, I would not be upset at that. I would be upset at it if they didn't show up. Like, if they came out and they shot like they did in Game 1 against Boston in the finals, and they just got the breaks beat off of them, I'd be disappointed then, because they're, you know, where they ranked all year in offense and defense and 10-point-plus wins. But I mean, getting to the finals, I mean, there's a lot of teams that didn't beat Michael Jordan with some great players on it, too. And I don't consider, you know, the Suns coming up short or Portland coming up short against him a failure, you know, so to speak. But right now, I don't think Toronto or Philly could beat him over seven games. But I definitely think Golden State could.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. Thanks for the call. This is why I think it's interesting. Okay, so if you went to Portland and you went to old Jamokes like myself, and said, okay, you had Porter, Drexler, Duckworth, all these guys that played at a fairly high level, and you couldn't get past Michael. What are your thoughts? And is it completely screwed that whole thing up? Like, we should have won a title, two, three titles, and they couldn't get over the hump. So is it frustration, kind of like Packer fans have, that you have two Super Bowls in 25 years or whatever it is with Favre and Rodgers? Or is it, that's totally accepted, we totally get it, nobody could beat Michael, so that's one thing, right? Or Miami and LeBron James. Dallas beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that lost
to San Antonio,
everybody that lost to them, is that fan base mad because others beat them and your team couldn't in the NBA Finals? Or your team couldn't in the Eastern Conference, like, say, Toronto, who every year would get on that road to Rosen and Lowry and get knocked off by LeBron and would go back home and try and figure out what they were going to do the following year to beat him.
And got Dwayne Casey fired after he won the Coach of the Year.
Yep, and then LeBron leaves the conference, and Nick Nurse now is one way away from having him in the Eastern Conference Finals and a chance to go to the NBA Finals. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those fan bases would react to that. I'm just telling you, if they win a title this year, the Bucks, the expectation is that they're going to win another title next year. That's what the expectation is going to be, unless there's some, you know, so you super dream team assembled in New York or something.
So you believe that the narrative coming out of a possible Bucks NBA championship here in 2019 would be the start of the dynasty instead of the Bucks are probably third, fourth, fifth in line to win the title this year.
I will be mad if that's the narrative, the second thing that you laid out, because I just don't see Golden State. It's not going to get better. That's not happening. They're going to lose Durant by all indications, and they may lose Klay to the Clippers. So they're not getting any better. So who is there in the West? LeBron doesn't have anybody at this point, and it doesn't sound like he's getting any of the big players. Boston's losing Kyrie. So, yeah, they may be a better, quote, team, but will they have enough to beat you? I don't think so. So from that perspective, I just, unless like some ultimate super dream team, like Wade Bosch and LeBron got put together in Miami, if that happens in New York, okay, then maybe we can have that conversation. But even in that standpoint, year one of that deal is always the toughest year because you all have to learn how to play together, right? That's normally how it goes. Mm-hmm. So even in that case, I think I would still take the Bucks.
I told you this game was over at Wrigley Field, and it still pretty much is.
Still one out.
It's 7-0 Brewers. They have men at first and third. Sure, the Cubs have men at first and third. It's over. This game is pretty much over. You can just basically put it in the bank. It's earning interest. Eric Thames is in the game. So, I mean, at that point, it's pretty much over. Jason Hayward just finished up at the dish. Adrian Hauser in the game, though, Sparky. You don't seem to enjoy this move very much. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, in your point off the air, because we were talking about this off the air, I don't understand necessarily why I would have Hauser in here if you're tag teaming him with Peralta. And your deal is, well, he can pitch today. He's not going to pitch again until Peralta, meaning you're really still going to use him like a bullpen guy outside right. of that day when he pitches with Peralta, which I get that. I would just rather have him and Peralta both together. Like, you're both going to pitch together, and that's that. But I guess you can't do that because then you're going to screw yourself with one less guy in the bullpen in between starts.
But what a win today if you're doing this without using Josh Hader, as it's 4-6-3, tie it up, game over. Told you, it was over. 7-0. Adrian Hauser finishes it up.
Beautiful.
We'll get the details with Anthony Mandela. Your chance at $1,000. And then it's Bayview Shane Blind postgame show. Sparky, have a good weekend.
It's been fun. Tell Adam McKelvey I said hi, and see you guys on Monday because the Bucks don't play this weekend.
Absolutely. So. That's it. Wendy's Big Show is back on Monday at 2. Bayview Shane Blind postgame show is next after your chance at $1,000 in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.